Hi, I'm James Wedmore, host of the Mind Your Business podcast, and I've built an eight-figure-a-year company selling digital products around my knowledge and expertise. In fact, this is what I've been doing in multiple niches for the past 15 years. And if you've ever wanted to do the same, or maybe you're trying, but you can't seem to get any traction, here's how I can help. As you can guess, you need an audience if you want to sell your stuff, right? But what if I told you that you don't need a big audience? You don't need millions of followers to get started. In fact, we see that it's with just your first 100 leads where you really start getting some momentum. I mean, think about it. Imagine that you're on the stage of a room filled with just 100 people in that audience right now. That's a lot of people. You don't think that a few of them would walk up to you after your talk and ask, "Hey, how can I keep working with you?" Of course they would. And that's why I created Your First 100 Leads. It's a 14-video step-by-step training mini course that walks you through exactly how to get your first 100 leads fast. And the feedback and results from this free program have been amazing. Diane Shepherd said, "This is one of the best trainings I've ever taken." Jake Curry said, "We have had 753 people sign up for this free training. Are you kidding me?" Dan Netting said, "I'm currently going through the First 100 Leads training, and James, I gotta say, it's brilliant. This training is A to Z complete, and the best part is it's absolutely free." To register, simply click the link in the show notes of this episode. Thanks so much, and I'll see you there.
Hey, and welcome to the Ambitious Bookkeeper podcast. I'm Serena Shoup. I am a CPA, a mom of three, and I'm running a virtual bookkeeping business mostly from my home. You're in the right place if you're a bookkeeper, accountant, or an accounting student, and you know that your purpose is bigger than sitting in a cubicle. If you're ready to learn some actionable tips and strategies to help you start and grow a bookkeeping or accounting business, I hope you stick around. Welcome back. This is episode 7 of the Ambitious Bookkeeper podcast. Thank you for hanging out with me for 7 whole episodes. Well, I guess we haven't hit 7 whole episodes, so 6 and a little bit of the 7th episode. Today's episode is all about the 5 things you need to start a bookkeeping business. And it might not be what you really think. So if you're ready, let's dive in. There are really only 5 things that you need to start your own bookkeeping or an accounting business. Accounting or bookkeeping experience is a given here. They aren't apps, software, or tools, although those do help too. And there's no certification to study for, because you likely already have that if you're listening to this podcast. But it does take practice and stepping up your inner game. My business drastically changed once I installed these 5 beliefs. Yep, I'm talking about beliefs, not strategies or tactical tips. I'm bringing it all back to your inner game. So, belief number 1, you have to believe that you can start a business. If you don't believe in yourself, how do you expect anyone else to? You shouldn't start a business because it's cool or because anyone tells you you should. You should do it because you want to and you believe you can. If you're like me and a total rebel, though, it might help for someone to tell you that you can't start a business just so you can go and prove them wrong. Otherwise, honestly, steer clear of the naysayers. Surround yourself with people who also believe in you. Accountants and bookkeepers really do have a leg up. Not knowing how to look at the numbers and keep up with record keeping is a really common reason for business failures. So you're ahead of the game, my friend. Okay, belief number 2. You have to believe that you actually do have the knowledge and the expertise to support other businesses. If you have a bookkeeping and accounting experience or education, then you do have the knowledge and the expertise to serve other businesses on some level. You don't have to have all the knowledge and expertise. Yes, you will learn more and more with each client you work with, and if you don't know the answers, you will know how to find them. But you do have to believe you have something to offer. I know you do, so what is it? What are you going to bring to the table? What problems do you solve? Sit and think with it for a minute. Okay, belief number 3. You have to believe you can have a business and a family. So if you're listening here and you don't have a family, you can kind of skip this one, but maybe you want one in the future, or at least you want some semblance of a personal life. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's easy running a household and a business, even with partner, husband, or any kind of help, but it is possible. And think of the example that you're setting for your kids when you do it. If you don't have kids, maybe you're setting an example for your dog. You'll get good at letting things go that aren't all that important, like dishes or laundry, and you'll start to find ways to be more efficient, like outsourcing things that take you too long or that aren't your zone of genius in the home and in your business. You'll ditch the saying work-life balance and start saying work-life integration, because that's really what it is. Belief number four, you have to believe that you are meant for more and can create it on your terms. You were created for more than sitting in a cubicle and working 40 plus hours a week and then getting in a car and having a crappy commute. You're here to serve multiple small businesses with the expertise that you gained by working in that cubicle. You're here to show your kids that mom or dad can be CEO and CFO of the home and their own company. You are meant to create all of this on your own terms. Want to work less than 30 hours a week or skip the commute and work in your robe and slippers? I am literally recording this podcast in my robe. I don't know why. It's the middle of summer. It's hot outside, but my house is freezing for some reason. And so I'm in a robe. Okay. Belief number five. You have to believe that you can get clients as an introvert. This is a big one. This was huge for me, and I know it's huge for a lot of accountants and bookkeepers. We are introverts. A lot of us are introverts, at least. I waited so long to make this leap into starting my own business because I was afraid of networking or having to have difficult conversations with clients and have to, you know, sell. This sort of piggybacks on number four, but part of creating a business on my terms was that I would only work with clients on cloud software. I wouldn't need an office because everything would be virtual. It's kind of funny because now I have an office, but I had this dream almost 10 years ago and I knew it was coming. My introverted heart was so excited. I could see that cloud software was going to be a thing. In those 10 years, I learned a lot more about being a leader, how businesses run, and finally felt almost ready to start my own business, but not quite. And then I remembered I'd have to find clients and also sell. But it turns out selling doesn't really have to be sleazy, and it doesn't really even need to feel like selling. This is something that I go into inside my program. We talk about how to have conversations and just be ready to serve and get to know somebody instead of making it a huge deal and making it feel like you're selling. And as for networking, it's really quite easy online with a little practice and not too hard in person, honestly, if you just allow yourself to be open to conversations and opportunities. The other thing that I always like to talk about is introverts are naturally good listeners, which is a really great skill to have when you're in a discovery call or meeting potential clients. Listening skills are your friend, and it will turn into your superpower. This is what truly starts to build trust. And we all know that trust is super important in our industry and our profession. So those are the five things that you need to start a bookkeeping business. I know. You were probably expecting for me to tell you, you need this certification and you need to do this and learn this software app and all sorts of different things. And it's true, those things really do help, but I promise you, those things aren't going to make a difference if you aren't believing in yourself and surrounding yourself with others who also believe in you. So that, my friends, is it for today. I just wanted to leave you with a little bit of inspiration. I'll be back in the next episode with probably some more strategy and some different actionable tips, but I would really love it if you go and do the work on these beliefs and get yourself ready to start a bookkeeping business. If you already have one, you're one of my loyal listeners that already has a bookkeeping business, it doesn't hurt to revisit these things. We all battle with imposter syndrome once in a while. And just know that I believe in you, and I can't wait to be in your earbuds next week. Talk to you then.
Embrace ambition.